This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on looking at the Indivisible Guide for Progressive Tea Party. Some groups are forming in congressional districts as part of the resistance to President Trump's agenda and are deliberately mimicking the Tea Party's earlier playbook when they are opposing any and all Obama. Several groups are using Indivisible in their names, having been inspired by the Indivisible Guide, which is described as having been written by former congressional staffers. The guide is a straightforward how-to piece on going after members of Congress referred to throughout as MOCs. The authors are somewhat unlikely protesters. The names identified by their Twitter handles, which seems so age of Trump it almost made me pause, call themselves the Invisible Team, Indivisible Team. They include a 40-year veteran lawyer with his name on a corporate law firm in New York, a public interest lawyer based in San Francisco, an Arlington, Virginia, D.C. Beltway woman who seems to be working with and perhaps formerly worked for Tom Perriello, a one-term Democratic congressman who was announced as a candidate for governor of Virginia and was a co-founder of the online petitioning group of Oz, and finally a health and immigration policy analyst with experience with the National Immigration Law Center. In fact, they probably are not really protesting so much as advocates with deep experience as lobbyists who see this as a hammer that they have seen frighten the bejesus out of congressional representatives in the past and have identified a moment where people are looking to strike a nail back home. That said, read as a lobbying guide rather than an organizing program, the Indivisible Guide has real value. It gets to the nuts and bolts, including phone script role plays that are reality-based. There are tactical descriptions and discussion of preparations for town hall meetings with the local representatives is about the best any organizer could hope to read if they're planning an action at such an event. Their advice on triggering the press for even small 10-person actions with social media and how to employ such tools in organizing their protests also is accurate and helpful. The short story is that for those of us who read and write manuals about organizing models and tools, they did a good job. At the same time, these are not people looking to create big social change or drain the swamp. They totally believe in this system and how it works. They advise against getting caught up in discussions about policy or programs, saying progressives don't have a chance. In their view, this guide and the call of the moment is all about resistance. I appreciated their transparency and the value of their guide, but resistance without a plan or program that takes the status quo as certain and bounded rigidly by the election cycle is a stopgap at best and misses the moment and the opportunity, while risking seeming like nothing more than protest for protest's sake. Right now, protesters are in it for the win, not just to hear their own voices yell, and they need a guide for that strategy as well, not simply a well-assembled how-to tactical manual on grassroots lobbying. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.